You're listening to 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle and worldwide at kexp.org, a few minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm Stevie Zoom here for the afternoon show, and we are ready with everybody in this room. Broken Social Scene are here, playing their second night tonight at the Neptune Theater. Hug of Thunder is the new album. We'll find out about how this all came about in a little bit. But if you guys are ready for a couple of songs, that'd be wonderful.
Here we go.
Listening to live music here at KEXP from Broken Social Scene, and they're about ready for song number two.
Oh,
Live music here at 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Broken Social Scene, playing a couple of songs from the new album, Hug of Thunder, and playing again tonight at the Neptune Theater. It is sold out, but if you're in the Portland area tomorrow night, they're going to be at the Crystal Ballroom. Thank you all again for being here. A nice day outside for you guys to come in here.
Lovely. Thank you for having us.
Piano and guitar and vocals, Kevin Drew over there now. Since the Broken Social Scene lineup is forever changing, I'm wondering if you could introduce everybody to our listeners that you've got in the band today.
Lovely. We got the Apostle Hustle, Mr. Andrew Whiteman, his lovely wife, who we didn't want to make this record without, Miss Ariel Engel right here. On drums, we have Mr. Justin Peroff. Bass over there, the man who loved grunge music so much, he started his band called Head. They did really well in the 90s, signed to IRS. His name is Mr. Brendan Canning. Next to him, we got Sammy Goldberg. Can't do it without him. Then we have from Do Make Say Think, Charles Spearin, who's the lovely man who keeps us Buddhist. And last but not least, David French, who came in and gives us spirit. And he's having a quiet tour, this tour, as opposed to many others. I hardly even know that you're in the room these days, Dave. You have been so quiet. But there he is, David French.
Thank you all for being here. I like David being next to me. I like the quiet guy next to me. I'm kind of that way most of the time. This has to bring me out. Oh, well, Hug of Thunder is the new album, and it's the first Broken Social Scene album in several years, although all of you are a part of music and bands and other projects that are going on. What was the timing that got this back together?
Is your mic on there, B?
Yeah, my mic's on.
Great. Say something.
The timing? I mean, specifically, we did some shows in 2015, very 11th-hour phone calls. Like, are you guys playing shows right now? And we said, yeah, why not? And from there, it sort of just sparked something that made us feel we should all get back together and work on some music together, which eventually led us to booking some studio time, working with a producer named Joe Ciccarelli and another producer named Niall Spencer. And
it was a good time to come back. We needed to. We felt it. Brendan sort of was really coaching us into getting back into the studio, and now more than ever, we are happy to be out there playing for the people, singing for the people, coming through America especially. It's wonderful to thank everyone for giving us and so many of our friends' careers back in the early 2000s. And we're just here to support and tell you that we love you and we believe in you, and you're going to get through these times. And the only way you can do it is through being together. And we like to come and take people into our family just for a couple hours every night.
Yeah. I want to thank our donors that support the station, because we got this room right now that accommodates
Sweet
all
room.
Of you guys here. And
Sweet.
Everybody still has plenty of space and elbow room. And I want to thank you to those that support the station so we can do these kind of things. So you mentioned doing those shows in the last couple of years, and then kind of a little bit of momentum started from there. Did you have ideas over the years as to bring music to a broken social scene, or was it all writing after getting back together for those live shows?
We got into Charlie's rehearsal space, right, guys? That's what we did, and we sort of wrote from the bottom up.
Yeah, autumn of 2015 is when we really took it a bit more seriously rather than a lot of emails and coffee dates.
Yeah. Well, the songs that you just performed and the album, the studio album, it has all of that, those elements of broken social scene, those arrangements and, the layers and the density of the songs and the lyrics that go with it. So it kind of hits all those marks that I think people have enjoyed over the years.
Good. Well, we wanted to make sure that everybody was a part of it some way or another, and I think that because this has been such a joy getting back together, and is because everyone has something that they can claim off this record and something that's theirs and their own, and that's the whole point in this band, not to get in the way of things, to embrace things, and like I said before, we're not a band, we're a family, and that just makes us a little bit of a cut above the rest. Snap! I said it.
What? You got a problem with that?
You got a problem? We're a family. We will get in your... No, I'm just kidding. Here we go.
Is it nice, too, to also perform some of the older songs from the records from, like you said, the early 2000s?
Always. Ariel, are you enjoying it?
No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it as a fan, and then I loved it. It's an honor.
Yeah.
Completely.
I wanted to ask you a couple of other things that are a little off topic from Broken Social Scene. Friends of mine, especially up in B.C., wanted me to make sure to ask you about if you wanted to say any words about Gord Downie.
We haven't really... Okay. It's very fresh, but I think we are all very grateful and proud of the response and how he left, and the whole world embracing him. And we, 5 years ago, he came into my life in a major way. Brendan's known him for over 20 years now. He went on the road with By Divine Right.
In Head.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, 95. I was playing shows with the Tragically Hip.
I just think
Metro.
The way that people have embraced this in the whole world right now, it's beautiful. And the way that he... It's hard to talk, but the way that he exited was really beautiful and graceful, and I'm just proud of everybody. The love that he's gotten and given in the response at this last 5-6 days, it's exactly what we needed. And he loved us all, whether you knew him or not. I've been saying that. He loved us all, and I'm not grieving right now. I'm just celebrating. We were out on the road, and every night we're doing it for Gord. He loved us. He came into our lives, and he really wanted to be a part of it. And that's how he sort of embraced everyone. And I learned so much about him through his friends and family. And I can't say enough how much I love him and how much we love him. And we're just doing this right now because this is exactly where he would want us to be. And I'm just so proud of everyone and how everyone's seen just the way to, you know, how you're supposed to live, how you're supposed to do it.
It's for friends of mine that are, you know, that follow music and are very familiar with a lot of bands, but something about that border, I don't know what it is, you know, Tragically Hip or maybe one of those bands that maybe not as well known to other people here in America. And it's kind of hard to explain what Gord meant to Canada.
Well, he, you know, he's a real, like, a poet of our generation. I mean, it's hard to really explain it unless you were there from the beginning and within the Canadian borders, because it's such a, he just told tales about our country and made people be proud of it in a different kind of way, and not all great tales either. Well, it's not like Canada, some beautiful country where there's no pain and anguish and discrimination and hatred, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he just shed light on certain things in a certain way and told it that no other songwriters were doing. So
in the band itself, 30 years, they took over people's hearts. I remember Torquil said they set the gold standard, and in a way that's the truth. They just, seeing those last shows that they went and performed,
Gord
was incredible.
Like, he made you feel like no matter what, if he was singing about some like historical event or something, he's like the guy who's like a big trench coat on, and he would be like, psst, come here. And you'd come, and like he'd wrap you in his wing, and he would say these things into your ear like that. Like, it made you, it hits us all. I don't know, us, the nebulous, ridiculous idea of Canadians, but it's true. It's like this person telling you these secret things in your ear, and it somehow makes you take it so personally, his lyrics, when you're in there. It doesn't, you know, it crosses all sort of class lines and everything. It's bizarre what he was able to do. He's our great one, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been based in Toronto and been a part of music for a long time. In recent years, this is the other thing I wanted to get to, I'm just noticing more and more bands and artists from Toronto than it seems like anywhere else, even more than Seattle today. And it's like, there's got to be something else going on there other than just the population. It's kind of...
Well, the population's actually...
I know there's a lot of population there, but boy, there's a heck of a lot of bands coming out of Toronto.
The support system in the last... I mean, Andrew and Charlie... Brendan could speak to this, but it really did change in the last sort of 15 years, did it not?
I noticed it because people started hanging out at Bellwoods Park.
Yeah, that was it.
And then when
people
started hanging out at Bellwoods Park, and then all of a sudden it seemed like a communal place, and then a million bands formed out of, maybe not because of that, but it's like a real marker for me, because in the 90s, that park was not
empty.
Mainly for soccer.
In the early 2000s, it was empty. And in the last 6 years, when the first day of spring hits, it's Lollapalooza out there.
Yeah.
It's just thousands of people. And it's interesting. It's interesting to see how a city grows. And I've said it before, it's hard as well due to the real estate game. Just seeing buildings come in and pushing businesses out. And we've been dealing with that for a while. And you can't play the what-if game, but... It's hard to see your communities getting overrun by the...
I think Seattle probably feels that too.
Yeah.
Yes, I think a lot of people here are nodding their heads right now with what you're saying. All right, Hug of Thunder is this great new album by Broken Social Scene, and they're playing tonight at the Neptune Theater. A couple more songs?
Let's do it. We're going to do protest song. Ariel's going to sing protest song for us. So, boys, are you ready? Ladies...
Ready.
Yeah, ready.
Live music here at KEXP, Broken Social Scene, protest song, and that's on the new one, Hug of Thunder. Kevin is moving his way back to the piano. No, wait a minute. Maybe not. Oh, yes. Again, the band's playing tonight at the Neptune Theater and tomorrow in Portland at the Crystal Ballroom.
Thank you.
Live music from Broken Social Scene here on 90.3 KEXP, finishing up the set with an older one there, Sweetest Kill. And again, they're playing tonight at the Neptune and tomorrow night at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland. Thank you all for spending a little time and the music with us here this afternoon. Good luck in all the travels here on the rest of the tour. Thank you all for being here. A big thanks to our engineer, Kevin. It's 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.